Family of Blackfeet chief who was model for Washington Redskins logo wants his image returned to the team. By Warner Todd Houston on September 15, 2024. The family of the Blackfeet Indian chief who was the model for the Washington Redskins logo wants his image returned to the team, a report says. The descendants of John Two Guns Whitecalf not only hope the now-renamed Washington Commanders, or the NFL itself, will return their proud ancestor to prominence, but they also want his amazing story preserved and told to new generations of sports fans. Two Guns Whitecalf's profile was the image that the Redskins used for decades and served as the team mascot from 1972 to 2020. "The fans want him back and we want him back," said Thomas Whitecalf, a great-nephew of the Indian chief, according to Fox News. "Our ancestor was the most famous and most photographed native in history," said Whitecalf, who spoke to Fox News by phone. Two Guns was also the face on the Indian head nickel. "I'm proud of him. The Blackfeet are proud of him," he added. The chief's visage, though, was eliminated in 2020 by left-wing activists who pestered the Redskins for nearly two decades to end its usage of Native American imagery, despite that many polls showed that fans did not want the logos removed. Even polls showed Native Americans were not bothered by the use of the images. Thomas Whitecalf added that neither he nor his family were ever asked if they were upset by the team's use of Chief Two Guns's image and story. Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, insisted that returning Chief Two Guns to the NFL is about righting a wrong. "It's a point of pride and represents the rich Native American history that helped make our nation great. And it should be enthusiastically celebrated across our culture," the Sen. added. The investment group that currently owns the Washington Commanders, led by billionaire Josh Harris, claims it is working to accommodate the former mascot's family. The group said in a statement, "We are collaborating with Sen. Daines to honor the legacy of our team's heritage in the Native American community. At the senator's suggestion, we have developed a positive relationship with Brian Wetzel, the grandson of Walter Blackie Wetzel, who designed the logo. We look forward to honoring that legacy." Chief Two Guns Whitecalf was born in 1872 and reportedly also served as the model for the U.S. Mint's famous 1913 Indian head nickel. In the early 1900s, he became an activist for preserving Native American culture and passed away in 1934. The chief's family, though, feel not just canceled by woke liberals, but also ignored by the team. Despite that Chief Whitecalf served as the model for the team's logo, the family has been ignored by the team both today and for the many years the team was still named the Redskins. They hope that will change with this new effort for recognition. "It seems absurd of the NFL to claim it values diversity when it is actually eliminating diversity by whitewashing away its once proud tradition of using Native Americans as inspiration." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.